The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air today. Not today, but now. We're just celebrating it. We'll celebrate it probably for 2 or 3 months and enjoy every minute of it. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning there, young man.
Good morning.
And oh my gosh, Linda, it is 45 degrees out there. Can that be right?
Oh my goodness, yes it is. Currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
On this Friday.
Good morning.
Ooh, okay, I know that some people are still without electricity. And we'll have to talk about
lots
that in a little bit. Currently, the top temperatures today will be around, the highs will be 81. Our lows, overnight lows, will be about 45. Around 11 a.m., 81, that's when we're going to get there. Then we will, our temperatures will get on Saturday, 81, Sunday, 79. Looks like we're going to have partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, and Monday we'll have high of 80 and low of 50, and Tuesday high is 79. Wednesday, partly cloudy with 77. And, yeah, that's our forecast here. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And with us this morning, good morning, on our Haven Humane, did we have a great bark, wine,
yes.
And, gosh, what was it called?
Brew.
And
brew.
Bark, wine, and brew, but it was to the movies.
Yes, it was super fun. We had a really great time.
It was so much fun, and
a lot of people dressed up. I was really impressed with how many people really
took it. I was surprised. It was almost, you know what, the vast majority, I'd say 90% of the people were dressed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You, young lady, looked great, as did your husband.
Did I even see you?
I don't know if we ever actually recognized each other.
Nobody recognized my husband because he had like a full face of makeup on, so people were like, yeah, he was Beetlejuice, and nobody knew who he was.
How cute.
Let me see. Of course, I saw you several times because I know what you look like. Well, the first time I saw you were in the drink line, so at the bar.
I spent a lot of time in that line.
So that's. It seems like the when I'd be walking by, that's where I'd see you.
Well, hey, listen. No. Hey, so no dirty laundry. Okay?
You're here with kitties today.
I am.
And we have a, like, how old is this little kitten that is up for adoption immediately?
So this is Nova. Nova's about 3 months old. He's a really cute white and orange tabby kitty. Domestic short hair, so he doesn't have the long hair. He does have a bunch of siblings in the shelter that are also available and ready to go. Tomorrow is the big day, so if you have been interested in adopting for a while, tomorrow's definitely the time. It's $10 adoption fee starting tomorrow, thanks to the Bissell Pet Foundation. We are doing an Empty the Shelter event, which is national. They do them all over. There's a few in California, so it's a really, really great foundation that helps pay for the adoption fees for animals and to help empty the shelters a few times a year. So
that's for cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs, yes.
Okay, great time to be able to, you know, adopt too.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of reasons why you would want to take two cats. Two kittens especially are super, it makes it easier.
Right.
They have someone to play with. They have someone to sleep with. They're less needy and bugging you and bugging each other. Each other. Cats that also, like, kind of have a buddy have less behavioral problems because they have another cat to play and scratch and do all that. And just like dogs, they teach each other, like, that's the limit. Don't scratch or bite me anymore, you know, kind of thing. So they learn a lot of manners from each other.
Yeah, because they know that if they go too hard, they get smacked.
Exactly, yeah.
You put the paw down.
Yeah, so today is the last day to come and pre-qualify. So pre-qualified adopters who come and fill out an application today we'll be able to enter into the shelter at 10 tomorrow. So they get like an hour kind of head start as opposed to those who haven't. So definitely.
Is this for dogs and cats?
Dogs and cats.
Wow.
Total. So
$10.
$10. Yeah. We have a lot of really cute cats. We have a ton of cats right now, which is why I brought Nova here. We're always kind of on the brink of at capacity basically at all times. But right now, the kitten season just really took off, and we have a ton of kittens and cats that are available for adoption right now, along with, obviously some amazing dogs, too. So if you're looking for a dog, you're still in luck. $10, come down and fill out an application. We're not doing holds. So, I mean, if you fall in love with someone today walking through.
You can't hold them.
But we're not going to hold them. So maybe do what,
That includes spay, neutering, chipping, shots.
Shots, health testing.
Everything for $10.
Yep.
And how long is this going to go?
Just Saturday.
Just Saturday. Wow.
Yeah. And if you are looking to add another family member, a friend for Fido kind of thing. So if you have another dog in the home, make sure you bring it with you so that we can do a dog, a dog introduction and make sure that everybody gets along. So that's really one of our biggest requirements of adoption when it comes to dogs is we want to make sure that it's a good fit before we put them in a home, together. We want to make sure that they're BFFs before
that's
they go
wonderful.
Home.
Now, I like that you guys do that.
Now, tell everybody what you just told me this morning about cats meowing.
Oh, cats meow. They don't meow to each other. Cats don't meow until there's humans around. It's a thing that they've learned to manipulate humans, which is why it sounds kind of similar to a newborn baby cry, because we respond to it. So apparently we weren't paying enough attention to them at some point, and they, evolved to make a sound that would get our attention, and they don't. They don't meow to each other. They only meow to humans. They make louder noises or kind of – they're actually pretty silent with each other, but – they cry out for humans. It's not for other cats. That's not how they communicate.
And so what about purring?
Interesting. Purring is kind of an odd thing that cats do because sometimes it can be because they're happy and other times it can be because they're stressed out.
Now, I had to check out what you just said.
It's true, huh?
From the and this is from one of the sources right there. Meowing is an interesting vocalization in that adult cats don't actually meow at each other, just at people.
Just at people.
Kittens meow to let their mothers know they're cold or hungry, but once they get a bit older, cats no longer meow to other cats. They yowl.
Yeah, they make a weird noise, but they don't meow.
And
that's only
night,
for humans.
Last night the fight was on outside. It sounded like it was on your car, honey. Did you have cat fur all over your car, cat hair all over your car? And that. Do you remember that last night?
No.
Whoa.
I heard Snooki. Did I get up in the middle of the night? Heard. Yes, you know why? Because
door and she was just barking.
I turned the light on.
Yeah, you did.
I figured if it got there you go.
So
well, thank you, Amy from Haven, Humane, and we always appreciate partnering with you and having you come by and bring a special pet of the week.
And remember, tomorrow, $10. All animals at Haven Humane are $10, but you got to sign up today. To walk in there, you get in there at 10 o'clock and find the ideal kitty or puppy or dog.
Can you hear that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Little purr.
Not really.
No.
Can you hear it in the room?
Yeah.
And by the way, you're listening to Free Fire Radio this morning. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio. As we celebrate our 10th year anniversary, coming up in the next segment, we're going to go into five things that you need to know today. That are the headlines, but I'll tell you what, it's just been, I had to cancel lunch yesterday. Why? Because we've got workers around the house, and it's just been our huge trip that we would take yearly. It ended up going into the house. Many of you listening know that. So it's been a lot of physical labor. In fact, my arms are killing me. Moving rock, just doing things, moving furniture, changing things around, and all those kinds of things. So it is a wonderful experience at the end of the day to know that you go, I went to my sleep number bed. And the beautiful part of your sleep number bed is we've had ours for about 6-7 years now, is that you can change your settings. So we have one control, but two settings. So I changed mine around. Last night I set it at 40 and then handed it to Carl so he could use whatever number you were going to use.
Yeah,
your sleep number setting
was 60 last night.
Yeah.
Though I have to admit it seemed like a little bit harsh. I may have gotten up in the middle of the night and dropped it because I've spent 3 days on my hands and knees rearranging rocks.
Feng shuiing
the rocks out in front of the house. This one is just a little too big. Let's move it over there. Oh, this one is just right. Oh, wait a minute. That color over there would look better right here. And it's making me crazy. But it's finished, finally. It's never finished. I should have said that. It's never finished.
But check out your Sleep Number bed in the Target Shopping Centers at the Sleep Number at the Sleep Number store, and they're always upgrading and bringing in new and exciting models right now.
Yeah, well, right now you can get a queen Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is only now $1,399, which is a great price for that. They have the Sleep IQ technology. They have the Sleep Number 360 smart beds that sense your movement and adjust to you. And Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. Obviously, Tom Brady and Julian Edelman slept on theirs the night before last because they took it to the New York Giants last night. The young quarterback of the Giants learned a lot.
Yeah, but the Giants may be offended. Giant fans may be offended with that. So anyway, your Sleep Number bed. Go get one today.
There's only one there's only one group of fans that gets offended real easily. The Dallas Cowboy fans. We'll be right back. 7:16 in the morning, 47 degrees, going up to a beautiful 80 degrees today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
And good morning on this Friday, October 11th. What happened? My goodness, we are celebrating our 10th anniversary here on KCNR. And what I mean, like, what happened, gosh, lots of things. Some of us are still without electricity.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, specialists in emergency care, only have 30, they're looking at keeping your time there from being seen as under 30 minutes by a professional and having you out of there in 1 hour. Shasta Regional Medical Center, more and more they're doing for our community.
All right, let's talk about the five things. Well, first of all, there's a in the headlines, passengers on a Norwegian cruise ship. Has this ever happened to you? We're hopping mad after severe weather forced the ship to cancel several ports. So they just had to float around the Atlantic for days.
Well, floating around an Atlantic in a cruise ship.
Well, the bathrooms, evidently, you know, when they go to port.
Oh, they pump them out.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the bathrooms had serious issues.
okay, I can imagine.
Now,
that.
I will tell you that on a cruise that I went on with my parents, there was a, would it be like a propeller, but, you know.
That's what it's called, a propeller.
Okay, so broke.
Wow.
Or malfunctioned. And we missed a port and went to a crappy port, crummy port. And we were just livid. But it was because, you know, I mean. We were looking forward to a special port.
Were you livid?
Yeah. Okay, so number speaking about livid.
When you're livid, does that mean
You're just angry and people are, you know, you have a couple days at sea. I can imagine this, man. You're at a couple days at sea that were not on the itinerary. Other people were saying, look, it cost me $10,000. This is back in the 80s. $10,000 for me to take this trip with my kids. You know, their kids had to take off from school, fly people in. It's expensive. This guy was saying it cost me $10,000, and so many people were bummed out. You're like, okay, how do we try to find the goodness? But, you know, when you've got an itinerary and all of a sudden you can't, you know, I hope that, anyway. So, speaking of livid, not that we want to start our Friday like this because we're like trying to go, you know, where do we find the positive energy? It's very hard for me to even turn the news on, watch the news on all channels because I try to go across the, you know, across all the channels, see what they're saying. And then I pull this up. Okay, this is usually, you know, five things that you need to know. And this is according to CNN. And, of course, I pulled up Drudge, pulled up USAA, and the impeachment inquiry about the Giuliani's Ukraine contacts were arrested on charges of violating campaign finance laws, and now the feds are looking into Giuliani's financial dealings with the man. This is another impeachment inquiry.
You know what? Here's what I think. I don't trust any of the agencies anymore.
Isn't it just getting weird?
They have been trying to impeach Trump since before he was elected. Oh, it was all going to be in Russia. Mueller was going to find out. Well, guess what? Nothing. It was a nothing burger. And then they said, okay, so the New York Times, this is how New York Times handles news now. Okay, we've had this big, we've had a whole portion of our newsroom set for the Russian investigation. We're going to take him. Okay, it didn't go anywhere. Now let's change it to racism. And let's go after Trump and his followers for racism. And then this Ukraine thing comes up. The Ukraine thing, the guy that the whistleblower doesn't want to go to Congress. He doesn't want to answer questions in front of people. No, you're saying things that could foreseeably, according to Adam Schiff, who I don't believe anything this man says, and as I do not believe other people that are saying things. But now he doesn't want to appear in front of Congress to be questioned. Well, you know what? Guess what? You want to blow the whistle? You get to answer the questions in front of people who get to ask you questions. Where are you coming from on this? Oh, just because you work for Biden or one of the 2020 candidates, and yes, you're a Democrat. Yes, you've always voted Democrat, which may have nothing to do with it. which may have nothing to do with what he did. But was this an impeachable offense? Well, frankly, how are you going to know unless you talk to the guy? And here's my thought. Congress, you want all those answers. You want to get all those things from Trump. Then impeach him. Vote to impeach him, and let's have a trial. Let's have a trial. No holds barred, because that's the way it's going to be. But guess what? Now we're going to call in other witnesses that have anything to do. Why were you going into the Ukraine? Well, it's because the Ukraine is where that dossier, the fake dossier, was made that brought this, you know, that brought this whole Trump thing in that they were trying to in the collusion thing. Well, let's find out where that came from. Oh, they're going to find out it came from the Democratic Party. They paid for it. And who was doing that, and for what reason? To dig up dirt on Trump. Oh, gee, just what they're accusing him of using another country to, you know, and putting pressure on the Ukrainian president, who has said five times, I didn't feel pressured. There was no pressure there. And he said it. This whole thing is, you want the information from Trump, you want the information from the White House, then impeach him, and let's go to, let's let it fall where it may. And if you find the stuff and you're right, then he'll be gone. If you're wrong, you have just handed him the election, and that's why they're not going to do it. They don't have the guts.
All right, let's go to the phones. We got Mark Baird on the line. Mark,
Mark's on at 7:30. But, okay, Mark, if you can give us an update about what's going on with the law case then.
Oh, sure. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Fine.
Well, we had a really good day in Sacramento. First of all, the case was supposed to be heard on the 8th, and we're all standing there. I mean, there were 50, 60 people there. We had enough people to fill the courtroom. 15 minutes before the motions hearing, the court clerk comes out and says, oh, the judge is really sorry, but she lost her voice, and there will be no hearing today. Now, mind you, our attorney flew in from New York. You know how far most of us drove. It's, you know, for me, it's 10 hours round trip in the car. For people from Shasta County, it's 6 hours round trip in the car. But this judge does this kind of thing. So we were able to reschedule the motions hearing for the next day, fortunately, and it did come off. And I have to say, the judge didn't sound like maybe she may have actually been sick. I don't know. But so we did have the motions hearing on Wednesday, or excuse me, on the 9th, and it went off pretty well. Now, here's the state's argument. The state's argument is that the Second Amendment has never protected the right of a person to carry a weapon publicly. That's the term that they use.
And by the way, for people that aren't quite sure, that this the lawsuit is that the lawsuit is about being able to carry openly. Carry firearms openly.
Yes.
Because that's your right, as opposed to a privilege granted to you to carry concealed by the sheriffs.
That's absolutely correct. Because the Ninth Circuit, we think that the state has painted itself into a corner. They had the ability before in Peruta v. San Diego to simply make concealed carry a shall issue permit, which would, you know, I don't love the idea of a permit, but it would have covered core Second Amendment values. People could have carried, should they chosen to, provided they simply jump through the hoops, fill out the paperwork, and pay the money, if it was shall issue. But the state of California wants to have control over everything. And so they fought that shall issue all the way through an en banc review, cert denied at the Supreme Court. And here's what the Ninth Circuit Court said. Concealed carry is not your right. It is a permission that states can regulate or ban or do whatever they want with. So we thought that since we have a right, we know that because the Constitution says so, and it's in pretty plain English, shall not be infringed, that we would sue the state of California because open carry is banned by law. Now, 25850 says you may not carry a weapon openly in California anywhere. However, there are a few exceptions. There's the immediate defense exception, which is not your right. It's simply an affirmative defense. In other words, if you ever shot somebody and it was justified, then perhaps you could prove that in court and perhaps you wouldn't go to jail. But it doesn't constitute a right. It simply gives you a defense if you ever found yourself in that situation. And then there are the open carry permits, which are allowed to sheriffs and police chiefs in counties under 200,000 people. However, no sheriff and no police chief in the history of the permit has ever issued one. And they have openly said, at least in Basinko's case, he would never issue one because he's afraid his policemen would be afraid if they ever saw a gun. So we sued the state, and that's what the case is about, to vindicate that we do have a Second Amendment right in California, and we're going to find out what it is.
Okay, so what happened in the court case, Mark?
In the court case, we were in front of the judge, and the judge was asking questions like, because she said to our attorney, Amy Bellantoni, well, Ms. Bellantoni, just what constitutes lawful individuals? Isn't it true that all lawful people could jaywalk? I mean, in other words, she was trying to imply that in the state of California, people who are lawful and law-abiding are also criminals and shouldn't be trusted with firearms. And our attorney said, well, no, Your Honor, lawful individuals are lawful, and criminals are criminals. And people who are lawful deserve the right to protect themselves, and they have the right. It's in the Constitution. So we went back and forth with this, and here is my take on it. This is my humble opinion, but I've been in many court trials, and I was a peace officer for a while, and so I know what goes on in court. The judge will not be able to dismiss the case. She could not find any grounds. Even the state's attorney admitted that we do have a case. We did ask for a preliminary injunction, and the judge had a very interesting comment to say about that. She said, if I issue the preliminary injunction, which would allow all the people in California to carry firearms openly and loaded right now while the case winds its way through the process, if I issue this PI, she says, will anybody appeal it? I almost choked. I thought to myself, well, of course, if you issue the PI, the state's going to appeal it. If you don't issue it, we're going to appeal it. But she is just a very odd personality, this judge. So she will not issue the PI because she is dyed-in-the-wool blue, and I can't imagine her going back to her social circle and explaining how she allowed people in California to carry firearms. But I believe with the logic that she'll use in her opinion, and it's going to be twisted, it'll have to be, because the state admits every allegation we make. They admit that they deny Second Amendment guarantees to lawful individuals. They admit that it's interest balancing, and they admit that they never plan on issuing those rights to lawful citizens of California. I think with her twisted logic, she will write our appeal for us, and we can fast-track the preliminary injunction to the Ninth Circuit, and we can also fast-track the preliminary injunction to the Supreme Court, and that's where we're going to go.
Okay.
Thanks for the update. Keep us updated, and thanks for calling in.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Okay, will do.
And do it some more. Okay, thanks a lot. Hey, okay, we got to take a quick break here. But that's a big thing. What he's going to say is, no matter what she's going to rule, it's going to be appealed by somebody. So the fact is that if she comes down on the side of you can't carry openly, then it's a natural appeal, and you know, to go forward. Hey, let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. How appropriate. Northern Firearms Instruction covers all the gamuts of self-protection, from CCWs to advanced concealed carry, defensive pistol, defense of your home, unarmed combat. And now they're introducing a new class for people that just want to learn how to shoot. You know, that maybe you don't have a pistol, but you would like to learn how to shoot and how to use one safely, how to use a pistol safely, how to load, how to unload, and get that type of knowledge and that type of confidence that you've been wanting to, but you really haven't had a place to go to. Well, Northern Firearms Instruction is offering classes with that. They'll provide guns and ammo for you during the class, and you can use this if maybe later on you decide, well, you know, I do want to protect myself. You can use it later on in the process of obtaining a CCW. That's Northern Firearms Instruction at usgunpro.com, or give them a call at 999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:34 in the morning, and it's still under 50 degrees.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or a lunch and a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
We got married in a fever, hotter than
a
pepper sprout.
No, we did too. Good morning and welcome back to KCNR. It is Friday, the October 11th. My goodness, we're in the middle of the month. Here at KCNR again, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Carl and Linda Bott here with Free Fire Radio. Before we begin, love out to our sponsor, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Your insurance and financial needs under one roof. I'm telling you. Already we've sent two people to Judy, and they were having trouble with fire insurance, or they have trouble with other kind of insurance, and they just said, you know what, she made it a better, they found something better and less expensive. I just ended up taking all my stuff to Judy. So that just makes my heart sing, because you love connecting people that you have a lot of respect for, and we use Judy. So, you know, it's all about testimonies, and this is what we love about doing live radio and connecting people. Speaking of which, our good friend Wade Riggs is here this morning. Pop by. We said, oh, my God, did we do something wrong? Have we not read something? Is it everything okay? So you are in charge of and going to be doing a big live broadcast from Big Bike Weekend.
We are. We're going to be live streaming Big Bike Weekend all weekend long starting tonight. From there, there's a kickoff party right after the ZZ Touch concert. And actually, the members of ZZ Touch are going to be at Mary's Pizza Shack afterwards. And so there's a kickoff party there, and we're going to be there. DJ Bobette's going to be DJing, and we're going to be live streaming it. So you can jump onto the Big Bike Weekend website or to the Riggs Media Consulting website and actually see what's going on. And
how much fun.
We're trying to get that hooked up on ours, too.
I'm sure
we can. I mean,
we went back with you. I mean, when Carl first moved to Reading, mm-hmm. I knew he was in love when he brought his Harley. That was the first thing he brought. He moved and he just brought his Harley. So that meant that, you know, and that he rode for years. I don't want to speak for you because you're right here. But we did a lot of riding with the Patriot Guard riders. And so we were super involved with, of course, going out in the runs. The Big Bike would do a veterans run and that kind of thing. And so it's a wonderful event. Now, tell us, is it still on Hilltop?
No, actually, it's all over the place. But primarily, it's going to be at Big League Dreams this year. And it's
they have power out there.
They do have power, which is nice. But I have my generator just in case. But, there's a lot of events going on there at Big League Dreams, as well as, of course, the Remembrance Ride. And there's also the Think Pink Poker Run, which is going on. And we're going to be actually all over the place live streaming the various events while Bobette is out. It's Big League Dreams DJing and having fun out there.
I think it's interesting that they've moved it out there. Is this the first time?
This is the first time. It was at the fairgrounds in Anderson last year. But Big League Dreams just opened up their...
I think it's going to be... They need to find a spot that they can stay at. And I think Big League Dreams is going to be that.
I think so, too.
Because we would love to build this up to 25,000, 30,000 bikes.
Yeah.
Even though that when I said that to Connie, her eyes got so big. And it's not that we couldn't handle 25,000 bikers around here, because we could. We have the facilities for that. It's the city. The city, when you mention it, hey, we'd like to have 25,000 bikers coming here, man, they bring a lot to the city, blah, blah. And just watch the police's eyes. Just watch them. They kind of like start to narrow like a pit bull right before the fight starts. And
I think some of the most polite people that I've ever met
were bikers.
And this is what I loved when I first met Carl, because these guys were... These guys, you would want to, you know, turn your rings around in the alley.
Mm-hmm.
But they ended up being my best buddies, and they take their shirt off, literally take your shirt. They're such gentlemen and such respect. And there's a code.
Oh,
there's
absolutely.
A total code.
Absolutely.
I like that. And it's loyalty in bikers. Now, you might get your Yahoo out there that's only been on a Harley for 2 years because they just happen to, whatever, cash in some money or retired and don't understand that there's a code. And I never knew this. I just started with Carl when we got married. We were married 12 years, so that would have been almost 13 years ago. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Well, Carl's had a code since he was probably five.
Yeah,
you know?
you were riding motorcycles basically since you could, what 10, 12?
I was riding them for a long time. Started
bought had motorcycles
bought my,
back then.
Bought my first. They ran by wood. Yeah, we had to keep putting wood into the fire there to keep the steam going. But I've been riding a long time, and this is a great event. And starting tonight from 5 to 6:30 at the Best Western at Hilltop, and then over to there's a C.R. Gibbs party, and then over then to Mary's Pizza.
Right.
And then tomorrow, Remembrance Joy Ride, staging ride, features the Sundial Bridge. Jefferson Pike Band performance. It's going to be all types of vendors and entertainment out at Big League Dreams, including 10 bands.
Yep, Rocks for Socks is happening this year.
Ten
bands on Saturday.
Yeah,
so donation of new socks are requested. That's so they can give socks out to everybody.
Great stuff.
And then on October the 13th, the Think Pink Poker Run, and to benefit local NorCal Think Pink.
All right, you tell us some more. We got a break in a minute. We've got a minute to schmooze.
Okay, ride.
We're going to be like I said, we're going to be live streaming everything. Certain parts. So if you want to check it out, go to our website, which is Riggs Media Consulting, R-A-G-G-S as in Sam, mediaconsulting.com. And on the front page of our website is actually the schedule of events for Big Bike Weekend and which ones are going to be live streamed either entirely or in part, so you know when to log in and check it out. And then, of course, DJ Bobette, we're going to be having her, we're going to be live streaming her, so you can jump online, ask for your particular favorite songs, and she'll get them on.
Oh, that's
she
really
has them all,
cool.
By the way. The other night she was doing 80 songs,
such
and she was dancing, and it was like, Oh, that's so cool. And she was dressed up. So,
yeah. She's scary. Yeah, she's scary. Anyway,
now, I would love to do just like we do with Cool Ripple Nights, actually have enough bikes and people wanting to do it to do the hilltop drive, you know, around the block.
Oh, the cruise.
The cruise.
Yeah.
With bikes, you know, put 5,000-6,000 bikes through there. You know, people riding around twice, three times, and that's it. Last an hour, but everybody could be seeing these choppers coming in.
Yeah,
and just
I
could
Linda on the back.
Yeah,
the
totally. And then we would have T-shirts for the event. All right.
Okay.
So don't mess with my hilltop.
Mm-mm.
All right. So, all right, we've got to take a break. Thanks so much, Wade Riggs. Again,
thank
it's
you.
Big Bike Weekend. Be kind. Remember that there's bikes out there and a bunch of people traveling through Reading, so
yes.
Be kind.
Yes. Look both ways and look for the bike. Look for a bike. A lot of times people just ignore that light coming at them because they're looking for cars. So
we're going to take a break here. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And when we come back, more about the type 5 things that you need to know. Coming up, what are those?
And some free tickets.
All right.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at ReddingRancheria.com.
You look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR on this Friday morning, October 11th. Yes.
This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether you need help 2 hours a day, 24 hours a day, 2 days a week, 7 days a week, Home Helpers, the best in the business. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give Sharon a call at 226-8350. You will not be sorry if you need assistance in your house.
It's currently 52 degrees in the downtown studio.
Ooh, hey, I'm going to give away two tickets to Oktoberfest tomorrow night. Saturday, well, it's tomorrow evening. Saturday, October 12th, from 4 to 7 p.m. These are $15 tickets. Beer, food, music, and art. And it's going to be down at Turtle Bay. Right there, dress in your Oktoberfest attire if you want to enter the contest, the costume contest. You don't have to. Your ticket includes your first full beer. So the rest of them after that are on yours. But it's going to be a great time. This is a family affair, so bring your kids. 4 to 7 p.m. Two tickets, 605-4567, the first person that calls, and you get two tickets to Oktoberfest. You're going to have a great time. Beer, food, art, and music featuring the Black Vinyl 45s.
All right, going back to the top five things you need to know. First, of course, we started out with the impeachment inquiry. Number two is Brexit. After weeks of Brexit dreadlock, British and Irish leaders Boris Johnson and Leo Varadkar raised hope of a breakthrough when they announced yesterday that they saw a pathway to a Brexit deal. Now, it seems that in Varadkar's current plan, Northern Ireland would leave the EU customs union on the current Brexit deadline of October 31st, along with the rest of the UK, but the region would remain aligned with EU regulations on goods and agriculture.
Well, you know what? This is what the people voted for. And they've tried to drag their feet. They've tried to say, oh, no, we don't want to do that. And the people, every time it comes out, the people say, yes, we do. We want to be able to have our own currency, to have our own say on how we do things.
Boy, we got the calls coming in for those tickets. All right, here we go. First caller, let's see who this is. James, I didn't get a last name, but you've got the tickets here. Come by because you've got to get at the station here at 1326
yeah.
Market Street.
And since it's tomorrow, and probably we won't have a lot of people here tomorrow, come on by this today.
Yeah, come on by this morning. Number three, Iranian oil tanker was hit and damaged by two missiles, and the tanker company says the missiles were possibly fired from Saudi soil. Iranian government officials haven't pinned the attack on anyone at this point. The crew members are safe. You know, when I think about when they say there may have been an explosion inside the tanker and oil, I automatically go and I think about the fish in the ocean that, you know, humans were not affected according to this article. But when you think of the damage to the fish and the whales and all the, you know, the life that in the sea, I always feel really sad about things like that. I don't know. This latest attack also caused crude oil prices to jump today. So here's one you're going to love. The NBA controversy. What's going on between the NBA and China? Earlier this week, all of NBA's official Chinese partners suspended ties with the league after Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey tweeted support for pro-democracy's protests in Hong Kong.
Okay, I'm ready to jump in.
Jump in now.
You know what? This is a perfect example of hypocrisy in business and in the NBA. They are more than happy to jump up and say things that are wrong with America. Talking about our civil rights. In China, there are no civil rights. And when they're asked direct questions like Steph Curry, well, you know, I don't know enough really to comment on this, which is crap. Steph Curry is a very intelligent man. He knows what's going on there. They're taking Muslims and putting them in, quote, re-education camps, which are nothing but concentration camps. They're bulldozing their homes. They're bulldozing their cemeteries. And when this one woman tried to ask a question yesterday, they tried to take from this is from CNN. They tried to take the microphone away from her. Well, it's just about basketball. And she asked a very good question about, hey, with all the stuff that's going on in China and your stance on civil rights and political justice, why aren't you, you know, why isn't the NBA standing up? Well, we're finding out the NBA is got billions of dollars, in business with the Chinese.
11,
and they are afraid.
11 wholly owned Chinese companies and its official partners in the country, and one analysis estimates that Li's presence in China contributes to 10% of its revenue.
That's right, and that's what's happening. They're afraid to say anything, even though you've got, you know, people are saying, hey, why can't Hong Kong be free? Why are they arresting the protesters? Why are they controlling the media? South Park, this is my favorite one, South Park, which is totally irreverent cartoons. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, they've been on forever. They said something, and this is what China did. They banned them from China. They took them off the air. So South Park apologized, but their apology was just savage. Oh, we're sorry that the fact that, you know, that you're controlling our money and that we should stop doing this. And oh, my gosh. You know, I mean, it was hilarious, and it was savage against the Chinese, that type. But no. We've got the NBA with all these woke players, all these woke coaches, all these woke owners, and the whole thing is they will throw people's human rights under the bus when it comes down to the dollar like this. I have no respect for them and no respect for the players. Not that I had a lot before, but none now.
Wow. Well, okay. And so
let's get down to that one. Get down to that fish.
Okay. Well,
this is, they just found it in Georgia.
An invasive species of snakehead fish can survive on land was found in Georgia. And now officials want it dead.
Anytime you catch one, you kill it. Now, you could just say.
Why?
Because they're an invasive species. They will destroy the native species. They are tough. They can live on land. And
why were they created? Are there?
No, no. And guess where they come from? Come on, guess where they come from?
I have no idea.
China.
Oh! Okay.
The Chinese are trying to take over our bass fishing areas by introducing these snake-headed fish.
Well, could be.
Oh, I mean, they are voracious eaters. They will wipe out native populations. So the state of Georgia and other states, when you find them, kill them.
Snakehead fish. Okay, temperatures in Denver.
They taste like chicken, and there's
gross.
No limit.
Okay. Temperatures in Denver dropped 64 degrees in less than 24 hours, setting a record, you know? And let's see. Listen to this one. There is, in Singapore Airlines, one airline's vertical farm.
I don't want to hear that.
Okay.
Okay. Let's talk about, in the last 2 minutes here, the story's beginning to come out, and this is from Sungold, to come out about the issues with the massive cover power outage are so sad, especially the scheduled burials at the VA cemetery that were canceled. Out-of-town family members had to return home. Lots of stress for everyone. Folks without radio, power, TV, cell phones, food spoilage, and gas stations. And generators are flying off the shelves. People should always, though, my friends, always, after the car fire, we learned, you should have at least 5 gallons, 10 gallons of water per person for like 3 days so you have enough water. You should have food stored. You should have a way of cooking the food. Sometimes it's natural gas. Sometimes it could be a propane, a little propane barbecue that you use outside. You should have flashlights, batteries. You should have your medical stuff. You should be able to stay in home for 3 days.
And finally, $682 million is today's number. This is the highest valuation of a blockbuster deal between MedMen Enterprises and PharmaCann, two medical cannabis companies. That deal was completely scrapped, which could spell big trouble for the cannabis industry, plunging stock prices, sagging valuations, and a spotty regulatory landscape are other inauspicious signs the industry is taking a beating.
Well, hey, we're going to take a break for the news. Congressman LaWalfe should be calling in at some point after that. I want to talk to him about impeachment. I want to talk to him about the China program. I want to talk to him about PG&E and what's going on in his district. We'll be right back.
The The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street is on a roll this morning. The key averages rocketing higher on optimism over this week's U.S.-China trade talks. China's vice premier is leading Beijing's delegation to the Washington talks. And later today, President Trump will meet with the vice premier at the White House. The president says the discussions are going well, writing on Twitter, all would like to see something significant happen. When it comes to impeachment, North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows says President Trump is the wrong target.
I think it's time that we send Adam Schiff home instead of the President of the United States. What do you think? I think it's time.
Schiff, the Democrat chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Meadows spoke at the Values Voter Summit in D.C. Our White House correspondent Greg Clugston is covering that gathering.
Family Research Council President Tony Perkins opened the event by telling social and religious conservatives that they have an important voice.
It is vitally important that we send a clear message that there are those of us that are not going anywhere. We're not going to wave a white flag. We're not going to surrender on the great moral issues of our day.
Perkins challenged attendees to pray, stand, and vote. Greg Clugston at the Values Voters Summit in Washington.
It's a terrifying sight. The towering flames of the Saddle Ridge Fire north of Los Angeles, a blaze fed by tinder-dry conditions driven by Santa Ana winds, has consumed more than 4,600 acres. L.A. Police Chief Michael Moore pleading with people not to ignore evacuation orders.
When you're told to leave, we mean for you to leave. It's for your safety. It will save your life.
And the flames are huge as that massive fire continues to grow. And on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up about 400 points for a gain of 1.5%. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 144 points, and the S&P 500 Index currently up 46 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ethiopia's leader has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for 2019.
The Nobel Committee praised the Ethiopian Prime Minister for not only pushing for peace with Eritrea, but also for carrying out a raft of reforms. Abiy Ahmed granted amnesty to thousands of political prisoners, allowed opposition groups to operate after years of oppression, and freed the muzzled media. His efforts to help end the political crisis in Sudan were also a factor in the decision to award him the Nobel Peace Prize. But some will criticize the move because, as the Nobel Committee pointed out, many challenges remain unresolved in Ethiopia. Mr. Abiy's critics say he's done far too little to tackle a dangerous increase of ethnic tensions, forcing millions from their homes.
The BBC's Will Ross. Police say a man arrested on suspicion of stalking a female pop idol in Japan used the reflections of her pupils in photos she posted online, along with Google Street View, to figure out where she lived. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Little Rock, Arkansas Teachers Union has been stripped of its collective bargaining power.
The decision Thursday by the Arkansas Board of Education sparked fears of a strike, even as the panel backed off a plan that critics said would be a return to a racially divided system 62 years after the integration of Central High School. Under the proposal, the Little Rock Education Association would no longer be recognized as the district's bargaining agent when the union's contract expires October 31st. Earlier, the panel voted to return local control of Little Rock schools to a board that would be elected in November 2020. The 23,000-student district has been under state control since January 2015, when it was taken over because of low test scores at several schools. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
General Motors Chief Executive Mary Barra has stepped into contract talks with striking auto workers. In a letter, she's asking the union to wrap up outstanding issues and respond to a company offer made this week. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. It's Carl and Linda Bott on this beautiful Friday morning.
The 11th of October, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. What's the weather looking
currently
like?
Currently 52
there,
degrees.
Linda Bott.
Yes, it is 52 degrees. We were kind of worried. There was a...
they were just towing a car.
Towing a car.
Well, you know what it was? Both Jared and I walked out there earlier, and we saw him pull up, and there was nothing out there. And then we saw him start... It looks like a car had been in a collision.
Okay.
That probably just, you could still drive, but the whole, the front end was messed up and all this. And they came in and pulled it in.
Okay.
And then they pulled it out. So it must have been, hey, this is where I'll meet you at type thing.
You know, as I go and read the weather, they talk about that because of the out of power outages, we've got big bike weekend. It's going to be a lot of traffic on the road. Some people have decided to leave and go into hotels or maybe visit family, et cetera. I was behind a, or no, I was just in front of a vehicle, a truck that was pulling a trailer, just coming out of Anderson at the Gaia Hotel the other day. And, you know, those little, the screens, the side things that you can pull out so you can sit under the tarp or the canvas.
Yeah,
okay.
That
had fallen off, like literally became unattached. And was scraping the ground, and that truck was...
Was there sparks?
Yes, and the truck was pulling over, trying to, you know, got to get to the side, because what are you going to do? You're pulling a trailer, and that can happen.
And that's what started the car fire, was sparks from a trailer.
So this, I wasn't even thinking on those terms, but I was thinking about the fact he did the right thing. He pulled over. It was on the freeway. It was right under an underpass, you know, right there at the Gaia, and he pulled over. But that's the kind of thing I'm talking about, that while we're driving, try to be more engaged. Just be thinking about, it's not necessarily you driving, it's the things around you, the people around you, the cars around you, these kind of things that, you know, fly off of a car or you know, the mishap. So be careful. Currently 52 degrees. What we're going to get this weekend is 81 today. Our highs, our lows of 47. Beautiful sunny day. I saw the moon last night. The skies were absolutely clear. Partly cloudy tomorrow, our Saturday, with around 81 and our lows of 49. Sunday calls for 79 with cloudy skies again. Partly cloudy, I should say, with our overnight lows of 49. And Monday calls for 81 with the overnight lows of 50. Tuesday, 79. Wednesday, 77. And Thursday, 77. And weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And we've got your sister and brother-in-law coming in from Chattanooga this coming up week.
They landed in San Francisco.
Sacramento, rented a car.
Oh, Sacramento, that's right.
And then rented a car, and then she's going, because you guys moved around a lot as kids, too, for dad's work.
We lived in a place called Burlingame. It's outside San Francisco, and it was in 67, 68, and I would come home for the summers from school, and I'd work, but on the weekends I'd go down to San Francisco because, wow, Haight-Ashbury was at its height during that time. You could go out into the different parks, and they'd have these open-air concerts where Big Brother was there. You go to Fillmore West.
Fillmore. And your sister remembers going to all the great concerts in San Francisco.
And you get in for like $5.
Right.
And listen to, I mean, there's Jefferson Airplane.
Right.
And all these from back there. Now those homes that my parents lived in just sold. The house just sold. Hasn't changed a bit for over $2 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's because of the location. And my sister was telling me, because she's visiting her girlfriend.
From high school. And she's going to her 50th class
retired
reunion.
Yeah, retired doctor. And
Yeah, her girlfriend. She retired early because she had a mountain bike accident.
Oh, dear.
And it injured her hand, and she was a surgeon. And so she worked for one of the big hospitals, and she couldn't operate, you know. So she just retired early. But these homes are worth $2 million. So it's just remarkable. Let's go to the phones.
So they're going to come up before we go to Henry. They're going to come up next week. We're going to take them to Turtle Bay. We're going to take them to, of course, the mountains and all the good things around Reading. And they haven't been here in about 5 or 6 years. A lot of changes. And we're looking forward to sharing that. Now let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. We're great.
Say, I've been hearing all about these power outages and so on and so forth, and there's a very simple solution to that whole thing.
I can't wait to hear what it is.
All they have to do is give PG&E sovereign immunity. And that takes care of the problem. All the power go back on, no problem at all.
So that they cannot be sued for their infrastructure causing fires.
Exactly. That's what sovereign immunity is.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Because I want to talk about that a little bit.
Anyway, that's something you might want to discuss with the great upper people in the white silver towers and so on and so forth.
There's enough silver towers as we are. Okay, Henry, thanks a lot. Hope you're doing well.
You bet. I do.
Okay. Yeah, and let's just talk about that. Governor Newsom came out yesterday and just ripped PG&E. Just ripped them, saying that the company was too big. Okay, that's telling you it should be, you know, they want to bust PG&E up. That they put profits over customers and safety. They'd rather line the pockets of their CEOs and their investors than keep up the infrastructure. You know, they've filed for bankruptcy because of the fires. And then so when they come out, and this is their way of trying to handle it, preemptive power shutdowns. And so far they found 11 areas in this whole area, you know, all the shutdowns that may have caused a fire. Here's my take on this. Are we a third world country? Is this a third world nation? Are you telling me that the state with the sixth largest economy in the world, right, can't keep the power on for millions of customers? There's something wrong here that we have winds that get up to 50 miles an hour, and we have to shut the power down on millions of people. And when you shut it off, you don't shut it off when you say you're going to. People, as Becky called in yesterday, her husband could have died. They told him it was going to be shut off at 5 in the morning. They shut it off at midnight. When they shut it off at midnight, he's on an oxygen machine. Luckily, well, they are always prepared. They have backup. But if it had been somebody by themselves, they could have died last night because they didn't do what they were saying they were going to do. They did not go out to people and say, we're shutting off the power. This is when we're shutting it off. What about, you know, I looked at Paradise, the town of Paradise, which has already had kind of like a, you know,
kind of
horrible.
Don't even say kind of.
Yeah, I mean, they've had disaster there. And all the power's off there.
Oh,
and so, you know, and so people are giving away ice cream, and they call it the PG&E special. You know, it's like a dollar for two scoops because they don't have enough generators to keep all the ice cream there, so it's melting. What about people who have food, you know, and they invest, or they're hunters.
Yes.
And they've got a freezer, a big freezer packed with food.
I would think that the hunters have generators. I'm just thinking.
Not necessarily.
Well, I'm thinking.
You would think so.
I think that after we had Snowmageddon and we had the car fires and the fires, I know we do not have a generator. How many times have we walked up and down the aisles and said, gee, we should get a generator. And we just think, it's not affecting us right now, so, But I would think, I don't know, Carl, if you've got that pig, listen to me, if you got that pig or you got that elk, wouldn't you freak out right now? You'd be like driving to Sacramento to get a generator.
Okay, you know, some people spend a lot of money and they've hunted well, they bring it back. They've got it in their freezer, and now there's no electricity anywhere. And you're right. You know, some of these generators can run a refrigerator
and a freezer. It doesn't pull that much power. But you start getting into things, you know, you'd go without, just figure, what becomes the priorities in your life? It's not TV. It's not the microwave. So what becomes priorities? You want to save the food.
Survival.
You want to have water. Now, what about people that are out in the outlying areas whose water comes from a well? A well that's run by an electric motor.
In medicine, it has to be refrigerated. I worry.
Blood that has to be refrigerated. Yes. Yeah, that they have to have that. So how many people really have a generator that's just going to be running just to keep that refrigerator going? It's worth the time and the effort after this one, because we here in Reading are so blessed that we have REU. It doesn't fall under PG&E. We don't get our power from PG&E. We don't work under the same auspices of PG&E. We are private. We are a public utility owned by the city. The city council tells the REU to shut down. Even if we didn't have electricity coming in over these lines, we had the foresight. I say we are, you know, the people before us had the foresight to build generators that could keep things going here.
Well, Texas Springs, our friends on Texas Springs who lost their home in the fire, have no electricity. I don't know about today. Our other friends, the fire came up back at their house. Again, we talk about people who, you know, really maybe elderly that can't jumper in their car and go do a bunch of things. I worry about those people. So I'd be curious, if you live in Texas Springs and you're listening to the show, would you call in and let us know if you've got electricity? And I just, I don't know. We pray, we worry, and we're there with you.
You know, the other, before we run to our break, we want to bring, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, Jeff Wurst, a veteran and a veteran-owned business, I drove by there yesterday, and I couldn't even stop in. There's people out there lined up in all the bays because this guy knows how to fix your windshield. He can take those little bitty chips, fix them forever. He can take a crack that's 2.5 feet in length. He can fix that forever. He guarantees his work. If he can't do it, he won't waste your time. This man has high integrity, high professionalism. You can trust Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment or stop by 3208 South Market Street. All you people in your RVs, you got that little chip in that big windshield? Go on down. Let him fix it so it doesn't get any bigger, and you can continue your trip. 8:17 in the morning, it's about 50 degrees out there. We'll be right back after these messages.
With Doug LaMalfa.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio celebrating 10 years in the business here. We have Congressman Doug LaMalfa on the line. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, I've got, like, I know you're in a hurry.
Yeah, sorry about that. A lot of stuff going on.
You know what? I really think you need to get your priorities here. You know, us or the nation. But
no.
Well, it is us and not, you know, what Congress wants necessarily. So right?
Yeah. Hey,
we got to go do the stuff to help us.
That's right. Hey, what's the take on the impeachment? Trump has said you want this document, you want this data, you want these people, take your vote.
Um, I
I think he's basically standing at one end of the OK Corral with, you know, his hand on the pistol grip, ready to go. You know, he's just bring it, because he's been confident all along with every single thing they bring up, going back to the, you know, wiretap business and then the whole Russia and everything else. Like, you know, if he must really feel strongly he's in the clear, like, bring it. I mean, what country wants to go through this silliness, this impeachment vote, and have all that on there? But he says he's, you know, and every time they bring something up, it seems to be them actually going, best defense is a good offense, covering up what they're doing in the same regard, going back to DNC and, you know, the Democrat committee and on their funny business with their own campaign situation. And so, you know, this Ukraine deal, I mean, well, the Bidens are the ones actually doing it, it looks like. So if we want to investigate, let's play. But it's sure wasting everybody's time, because you're not going to find the conversation. He had Zelensky, it sounded like two world leaders get to know each other and saying, hey, let's work together. And they want to make it into something else, because everything else has been a dry well so far for them since day one. This is all about that they're unhappy with the election result. It was a surprise. It was supposed to be a coronation for Hillary, and it didn't turn out that way. So when we were there on Inauguration Day, the day after was supposed to be that Women's March deal in D.C., that was going to be their giant celebration. And we were walking around town the day after, and it was, you know, it was kind of like a post-funeral event there for them, because they didn't get what they were expecting. So I hope they'll run again.
I hope that, Now, the other thing, too, is that this whole thing, I think if they bring in the impeachment, make them vote on it, and then I think the ball's open then. I think then it's everybody then becomes fair game. If you're
it really
gonna,
does. Yeah. They will actually have a chance to interview their accusers or the other side witnesses. They'll call everybody. So Mr. Pelosi is kind of trying to stay on top of the bull here for more than 8 seconds, because she sees the will of a lot of her conference, really wants to play this impeachment game. I think she's smart enough to know that there's probably not a lot of fruit there, but, you know, lately she's had to step it up, because they'll take her out as leader before too much longer if she doesn't play. So I think she's playing ball. That's why it looks like an inquiry, but is it an actual true impeachment procedure that is running through a committee and coming to a vote? And that's where the president's calling her and her ilk out on that deal. So I would
in a second. You want all this information? Impeach me. Do you think she could get a vote?
Some people really think there's going to be a vote. I think it's more 50-50, because as foolish as this looked on the Ukraine phone call and transcript, and then how phony baloney this whistleblower deal looks, do they really want to run forward with that? They're trying to take slivers of a whole bunch of different things, most of them manufactured or, you know, turned up under a microscope so high that it makes it start to look like something, and when they aren't. So they're trying to take all these little bits and just throw them in the blender and hope that comes up with an impeachment milkshake that really doesn't taste like anything. It really doesn't go anywhere. So if they think that's going to work, they're going to find that there's nothing indictable. And that's all the impeachment process is. It's like at the local level, the DA does an indictment. That's what the House does in an impeachment, and sends it to the Senate for the trial, which is like sending it to the court. And so this Senate is not going to do anything. There's no way there's 67 votes in the Senate to remove anybody for anything.
I know. And people don't seem – they think if he's impeached, he you know, he leaves office, and they're just ignorant of
they think
of
impeachment
the
means removal. And all it means is like, no, it's like just, you know, put a hyphen on it, call it indictment. And then say, now we go to trial.
You know,
and usually when there's indictment, you have to have some kind of decent grounds in a real world, in a real court situation, in a real jury situation, or DA. And here, this is all politics. This is all say, well, we just want to do it. We just want to indict. And so if they have the guts to do it, and there's 31 Democrats that sit in districts that Trump won in 2016. 2018 is always a tough you know, the in-between election is always kind of tough
yep.
for the sitting president. We've heard all those stats. So, anyway.
But the next election.
31 districts that Dems hold with presidential-level participation in the 2020 election. A lot of them are shaking in their boots on this, and Mrs. Pelosi probably really would rather protect them than be doing this. So I think it's a strong chance to just keep the inquiry going, keep the conversation going, and let the dust settle in, some weeks or months or whatever, and they'll go in their room, they're going to scream at each other about it and say, look, we should not keep pursuing an impeachment vote. Maybe they'll try and run the next 13 months worth of clock out doing other things to make the president look bad or keep being able to talk about something. But I think she still believes that she needs to tamp down this whole impeachment vote thing, because that'll go even worse. It'll go really bad for the 31 Democrats sitting in Trump-type districts that they need to keep. We only have to pick up about 20 Republican pickups and Dem seats to get back to a majority. And
hold what you got.
That's really what it's all about in Washington, who has the majority. And there, it sounds like terrible politics and the usual nonsense, but it is true. The agenda in the House so far this almost year, a lot of it has been a waste of time. And we're getting some little things done here and there. And, or at least the country's operating enough with enough of a budget and enough of a set of appropriations that we're, limping by. But we could be doing so much better. The first 2 years of Trump, when we did the tax reforms, Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, jobs are through the roof. Unemployment is as low as number in 50 years. And with all that deregulatory stuff we did with the 15 different Congressional Review Act documents we did, that's reeled back stupid regulation. We still need regulations. We still need things to make sure we're treating each other fairly in business and in contracts, environmentally and such. But it's gone to environmental worship these days. And that's a root cause of why we're having this silliness with the blackouts, with the power shutdown.
I was going to ask you, good, you segued into what I was going to come into.
I need to go there. This is a ridiculous situation. I'm not saying that you don't already think, your listeners aren't already thinking, why in the blankety blank are we having power shutoffs in the last year or two when we've gone for decades with pretty much the same structure, apparatus, grid system that we have? It's because we're not doing the stuff we need to be doing near the trees. Why do we shut it off? Because if high winds might blow tree debris into the power lines, causing them to arc out and causing a fire. Well, in California, where we have such a strict liability law in place that a utility or others are just flat responsible for everything, even if they've done all the right things to be prepared for an emergency, prepared for a situation like that. PG&E can't keep writing $10 billion checks. Or, Southern California Edison is also being subject to it, and San Diego Gas and Electric could be as well, the three big utilities in the state. So, when you have that kind of liability and they say, okay, this is how we're going to play, then screw you. We're just going to go ahead and shut off the power. And that's what is going on. I think they're going too far in some areas. I hear some places where certain areas don't really need to be shut down as much. But when we're talking about, the great big transmission lines that come from up in the mountains where they generate the power and bring it down to us, and a whole bunch of it goes right through my farm down to the big city in the Bay Area, they have to assess where the risk is, and they have to probably overcompensate for what that risk could be, because there's no ground for, who's really liable to the situation? Is it the Forest Service for the way they manage the land, National Park Service, Bureau of Land Management, State of California, or communities themselves in doing it? So, Doug, you don't sound like you're very compassionate towards what's going on. No, I can't just run on emotion here. I have to take all the facts of the situation and look at what really is going on here and somehow make policy out of that. So we need to be able to, first thing we can do and first thing we can do federally is make sure that we're managing the land forestry around the power lines effectively. I've got a bill passed last year to help that cause, but, you know, you still, the environmentalists still fight the bill, and we had to water it down a little bit, but we're able to much more timely without having to wait months and months for permits, which is what the process was somehow, to take hazardous trees that are already identified near power lines and take them down, you know, so without just a lot of unnecessary delay. So that's a bit of improvement, but we need to do a lot more. Our forests are already, you know, dangerous in the amount of material that's out there. So that only is not a problem just for the power lines, but it's also a problem just for our towns in general, because there's not the kind of buffer zones and fire breaks and all that around a lot of our towns in the mountainous areas that need to be there. So, you know, that kind of dovetails with the electricity situation and in general, just the fire danger we have. So, that's really what the bottom line for the shutdowns is, because of fire danger.
How much?
You know, they got stung with paradise on that. That was a terrible situation, you know. Does the power company need to be doing more with upgrading its lines? Yes. A lot of, they're wasting a lot of their time being told by the state, we need more green power. So they're investing all this money in green power that is rather ineffective towards a strong grid, you know, and that's
inefficient.
Popular position either, because there's a lot of people that are into the solar thing. Very few people would be doing solar without all the tax credits and all that stuff, all right? It doesn't pay for itself. It's getting cheaper over time here, but it is not a good baseline power source, the one that you would, what you would count on. You can count on power where you can flip the switch and open a gate and water runs through, or you can use biomass, which is what we really should be doing for green power, put people to work in our overgrown forests, our people in our backyard, not building panels in China or windmills over in Europe somewhere. And now I'm seeing articles here where the windmills are starting to take them apart and junk them. And so there's some massive, you know, garbage dump somewhere full of windmill blades that are about 150 feet long. Like, what in the world are we doing here? So
let me ask you,
our best investment is in hydro, natural gas plants. They're getting rid of the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant, which still has another 30, 40 years life because it's politically incorrect power. That's going to take another 8 or 9% bite out of our electricity generation for the California grid. We're going to have a lot pretty soon, as we already are. And in the situation we're in right now, you know, and there's a lot of work to be done on forest management and hardening of lines. It's going to take, you know, they have the ability to put coverings over the lines, so if tree debris does fly into them there, it'll be hitting plastic instead of the lines. So there's stuff they could be doing. So we need to empower the utilities to be able to go ahead and do the things that are constructive instead of spending all their time on on defense.
Hey, you know, Congressman, how much more time do we have with you?
About 5 more minutes.
Okay. I want to ask about China. The hypocrisy of what I'm seeing here, all these woke people, especially the NBA, on freedom and human rights. Now it seems it's starting to grow. I mean, the people are starting to look at China and going, hey, is that why, why can't you say something? You can't even say anything about it without being censored in our own country. What are your thoughts on this?
There's a lot of weasels that run things at high levels of corporations, including the politically correct NBA. You know, when North Carolina decided they were going to pass a law saying that, we really shouldn't have men and women's bathrooms and boys and girls' bathrooms and the interaction on the sports there, they said, well, we're not going to have our all-star game in Charlotte, North Carolina. They're all politically correct about all this nonsense here, and they can stand there with their social justice warriors and they're on their, you know, high horse or whatever and proclaim how good they are and how woke they are and all this nonsense. Then when it comes to the almighty dollar in China, because there's a big following for the Houston Rockets and some other of this stuff there, and the Houston owner, he was the one that said, yeah, let's get behind Hong Kong on this thing because that's a freedom fighter deal. Like, oh, no, that guy Silver in New York. I mean, they're back and forth on this. But I call this at that level and at a lot of other high corporate levels, you know, Levi's is now anti-gun and all this stuff. I call that corporate weaseldom because they're always, they wet their finger, check which way the wind's blowing, and they know the left is going to be a lot louder and a lot more obnoxious on issues than right, who's generally, you know, more polite and more focused on what's actually factual instead of the emotional payoff that the news covers for them, and the left leaning news pays them off for. So, you know, so corporate weaseldom. I mean, look at the car manufacturers right now. They are actually siding with California Air Resources Board, CARB, on saying, yeah, we can make 55 miles per gallon vehicles by the year 2025. You know what a 55 mile per gallon vehicle looks like? It's basically a coffin with four wheelbarrow wheels on it, okay? You don't have any car choice at that level. And they want to have that mandated within 5 years, and they're sure cutting deals because they want to have the convenience of selling the same car in all 50 states, whereas the other states would allow us to choose the vehicles we want. If you want an SUV, if you want a pickup, if you want a car with a V8 engine or a car that's roomy instead of these little coffins on wheels, you know. So these weasels, they just side with whatever they think is going to get them through the next month or year on corporations because they won't take them on, you know. And the same with this green power thing. You know, these utilities should have stood up more, said, look, green power is going to be hyper expensive. And by the time we're all done having these la-di-da commercials and ads about saying, oh, we need solar, we need wind, you're going to pay dearly for that. And we're paying for it now in a way in the grid because they've had to chase their tails beating those mandates instead of doing more things to harden the grid. So I'm only a little opinionated on this, Carl.
Hey, we have one caller. Do you have a chance? Do you have time?
Pardon?
We have a caller. Do you have time?
No, the caller's
right,
gone.
No,
caller's gone. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, he hung up because I was keeping him on.
Maybe you got the answer. Okay. Well, anyway, I appreciate being on with you here. There's just been a lot going on. Been on the road a lot last couple days, including around Reading yesterday. Had some good meetings there. Great meeting out one of the high schools there. And so, anyway, this power deal, it really comes down to a lot like self-defense, Carl.
Linda, yeah.
It's just, you know, people are going to have to look at more ways to be self-sufficient on this because this isn't going to be fixed anytime soon. You can say, like, well, the power company owes me a generator. Like, no, they don't owe you. They don't owe you one.
And you know what? We had, after the fires and after the snowstorms, you know, everybody should have already, you know, in my opinion, this is my opinion, you should have had enough stuff to last 3 to 4 days. Food, water, and all these things, batteries, all that.
It's coming down.
Because you got to get rid of, yeah.
You can't count on government to prepare everything for you. And the utilities, at the end of the day, there's no 100% guarantee of power in life. And, hey, I'm just being blunt here, okay? There's not a 100% guarantee. You don't. But, and so you just got to find ways to be more prepared for things.
Well, I know it's difficult.
I get it. People are mad about their, why is this going on? Businesses are suffering. They're losing their inventory. Nobody can come in. They won't make up for this business. And so we in government have to put policies in place that make it possible for the power to stay on without this green power nonsense, without prohibiting people from cutting trees. That's what I'm fighting for, is to make it where we can keep the lights on and that people can operate and you can get power that's actually reasonably priced instead of la-di-da pie-in-the-sky ideas that people down in the Bay Area and L.A. come up with to force upon us. So it's just, you know, it's a frustrating. We're going to have to get through this together here. And I'm talking with the utilities on this saying, look, how do we loosen this up a little bit? And I think given the conditions we are operating in the state of California, it's, at this particular moment, in this snapshot in time, everybody's doing about the best they can. So it's awful. I'm appalled by it.
It is awful, and we also know that as we look in our chat room, there's people who, you know, we think about. You know, we can just go on and on about it. But the fact is that I don't think anybody has a day when they know, boy, if I can just get through one more day, my power is going to be turned on Saturday. So I don't think all power is restored, as we know.
Well, my understanding, you know, like Placer County is one of the areas. A lot of that's being checked and started to turn back on now, too. And a meteorologist that I spoke with says a lot of it's going to be shut off by 9 p.m. Or a lot of the wind will be off by about 9 p.m. And
we'll see.
We'll see. So, I mean, that's just a wild guess. Who knows what the weather is? But we can sort of predict global warming for 50 years from now, can't we?
Well, we can't tell what's happening next week. Hey, here's a question is, why didn't you want to censor Adam Schiff?
Why don't I?
Yeah.
I haven't had the chance to. Yeah, we've been on recess for
almost
2 weeks.
So,
one of my colleagues came up with that. So I'll look into that when I get back and see what, you know, how he's writing up that document to censure him or not, you know, because that guy, you know, he turned it into a Dr. Seuss limerick and what he was reading in that committee. It was just a silly joke based on nothing. So he needs to be, you know,
needs to be slapped down.
Held accountable as his drama again.
I know you have to run, Congressman, but I do want to, Linda and I want to thank you.
I think
you.
One of my colleagues has a resolution called the pencil resolution there. So it's named for him. So I think Matt Gaetz has that. So I got to look at see what that is about.
I know you have to run, but Linda and I wanted to thank you for your recognition of our 10 years
the business. Yeah, that's been a quick one, hasn't it?
Wow. And
we got a seal and everything.
Yeah. So thanks a lot.
All right. Glad to be part of it, and thank you for being those voices of reason there, and I even like your ads there, but most of the time. So.
Well, you know, every now and then we get some kind of interesting. I don't know, what do you want to call it in the chat room?
We get a lot of interesting comments in the chat room.
That aren't necessarily positive.
No.
But we don't care. Bring it on.
Well, the chat room is like just pure, the pureness of whatever the opinions are out there, right?
Right.
It is. And we love to get them. And that's why, you know, if we get one, we'll ask a question about it, like about the Adam Schiff thing. Anyway, Congressman, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We'll catch up with you soon. I'll try and get on longer next time, okay?
I'd love for you to come in sometime. You know, we can swing you through and put you right here in the studio.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, sir. We'll see
you bet. Hey, let's take a quick break here.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Green Beer.
they're your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Gene commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. We are. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Great place to go, catch up on what's going on in the world. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Hey, thank you so much for... It was great. I knew that you had me on hold there, but it seems that sometimes, depending on who's on the board, you can hear the program and know what the person's talking about. In this case, I couldn't hear anything, so I didn't want to stay on the phone because I couldn't hear what the congressman was saying. But thank you for putting the congressman on. I think that that portion of your program is really good for everybody. It's something you really can't get in a lot of other places.
Thank you for that, Terry.
Thanks, Gary.
And we know that he's under a lot of, time frames and all over the place, and he's trying
to sure.
imagine what that must be like.
I want to get him in here in the studios for an hour and, just make it an open line thing, which, it usually is. When we got to you, like you said, you couldn't hear. Okay, do you have something?
Yeah, I just, he brought up something. We were talking one day, and he brought up something to a bunch of us that really made a lot of sense. We have to, the words that people choose and the way, like when he was talking about the impeachment process and the words that's used, I mean, when you stop and think about it, there's a lot of new, different things that people bring up. Like, for example, this is your truth, that's your truth. Well, the truth is the truth. Congressman LaMalfa is a man and his wife Jill's a woman. That's the truth. Now, if a guy is walking down the street and he thinks he's a girl, that's not the truth. That's his opinion or maybe his viewpoint. But I think that we have to really be careful. I think he made a good point at the beginning when he was talking about how words really mean something. And we kind of twist things into what maybe the latest thing is that people say or how they take a word and it just gets to be confusing. Truth is truth. That's all there is to it. Truth is truth. It's not anything else but the truth, not a truth or someone's truth. Because it isn't the truth. If it's someone's truth, it's only the truth if it is.
Yeah, the Supreme
Court. But I wanted him to expand on that because he did a really nice talk on that one time, and I really think it's important that we start using that kind of verbiage because that's what the Democrats are doing to us.
Well,
thank you again. Go ahead.
No, I agree. Words do mean something, and I use that term a lot. And it's gone to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court's got to make a decision about what words mean. Here probably this year. Should be out next spring. But, it's going to be interesting. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Hey, thank you very much, and thanks again for having Congressman on. I hope you can get him in studio. That'd be great.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Another call. Becky, good morning. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Good morning. This is Becky. I wanted to call and let you guys know I had heard the state of California has either passed or is preparing to pass a bill giving autonomy to PG&E or any electric company during red flag that they can turn off your power without notice.
I'm not sure about that. I know that Newsom came up yesterday and just ripped PG&E, saying the company's too big, the profits and all that. I am not sure. I have not heard that, but I'll look that up though.
The reason I called Carl is because I can't check it. We're still without power, so I have no internet. But I got it from my sister and a neighbor who is, he's an electrician, and they both said that they had heard about this. So I thought, well, since you have the resources, maybe you could check into it and then have a show about it.
I will. I'll check into it today, and we'll address it Monday.
Okay, next thing, I heard you giving the allotment for water and everything. People should actually double or triple it, because it's not just the consuming of water. If you lose your utilities and you're on a well or you're in the city, like Red Bluff, they have no water or limited, you need to be able to flush your body.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's why, you know, I looked at averages, but you're right. It's got to be for cooking, and it's got to be for handling your bathrooms also. And that doesn't have to be potable water. That can be just water you've gotten from, you know, from someplace else just to flush the toilets.
Yeah. I just use juice jars, you know, the big ones from Costco.
Yeah.
I rinse them out, and I fill them up, and I set them aside, because I've lived here so long, I'm used to this stuff. But not without power for this long.
Yeah, I know. This is just...
The longest I remember ever being without power was when we lived, you know, in Pleasant Valley, and we get snowed in. So there would be 3 or 4 days of power lines, and we would, you know, we would be the last to get the snow plow. And it was the only time I ever remember as a kid ever being this many days. And here we are. We feel for you. We really do.
Well, it seems like the older we get, the crankier get when we don't have our electricity.
Well, you know what? When the older we get, we can be cranky. That's, you know, hell, we've lived to this point in our lives. We've earned a certain status in life, you know, for a hard work. And, you know, the congressman was right. You know, nothing's guaranteed. Your personal safety is not guaranteed. Electricity is not guaranteed, blah, blah, blah. But there is something that you say, you know what, I've worked hard to get to this level. And if they're going to turn the power off, it should be for a real good reason. And then they should be able to get it back on again. So... anyway.
I have something that will give you a real quick chuckle before I get off. My baby sister wrote me a note. She says, I did not know I worked this hard my entire life to live like a hillbilly again.
Thanks, Becky. That's good.
You're welcome.
All right.
Well, bye-bye.
Hillbillies are real people, too. You know, I've got some hillbillies in our family.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to go to the phones. Our next caller is Sally.
Thanks, Becky.
Good morning, Sally. Are you on the line?
I am.
Okay, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to make a quick announcement that we will be out gathering signatures for the recall Gavin Newsom petition, and I have the new petition. There are two petitions out there, and even if you've signed the first one, you can sign the second one. So come on out and sign your name to the recall of Gavin Newsom today. We're going to be at 905 East Cypress Avenue between 12 and 4 this afternoon.
Where's that at, though? Is that old? Is that the former something?
Yeah, it's the old Meeks Lumber Building.
Okay.
Right there. That's just west of Rite Aid Drugstore.
Okay.
And we'll have flag flyers out there. You can't miss it. We've got signs and flags and all kinds of stuff.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sally.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Hey, look, last night the Marine Corps Band played in the Civic Auditorium. And this here's a shout-out to the Civic, that they made room and they made it so that the Marine Corps Band could play there. Now, Linda and I did not take tickets to that because we have heard them before, and I knew the tickets were limited. But any of our listeners out there, if you heard the Marine Corps Band last night, why don't you give us a call at 605-4567 and tell us what you thought. I mean, I was getting texts from people that were there looking for us. But, you know, like I said, Linda and I have already seen them, and there was only 2,000 tickets.
Right.
And we wanted to make sure that everybody had a chance to see it.
Right.
So if you heard it last night.
This is the president's own Marine Corps Band, and we saw them on the White House lawn, heard them on the White House lawn.
People are calling in right now.
And it was a spectacular event. It was an event for Gold Star moms or families.
Recent veterans
George and Laura Bush and Condoleezza Rice and Cheney. They all were right, like within. We could have gone up and taken pictures. We took them from afar. We still have those pictures. But then Bush just turned around and said, "Hey, if you'd like a tour, just walk into the White House." And so we were able.
Up the White House.
They did, and
yeah.
It was just an amazing.
I brought out a setting of silverware. I'm not sure. Okay, people are calling in already, and we can't read your writing.
Okay, Jim and Roberta.
Okay, let's start with Jim.
All right.
Okay, Jim, what'd you think?
Hey, well, good morning, young people.
Good morning.
Oh, this is the man that married. married us.
Whoa.
Hey.
Hey, yes.
We're still married.
Hey, I know. You know, Linda, you are a brave woman. I tell you.
She's an angel.
And,
I've been hanging out with a colonel for, you know, for this many years. 12, going on 12 years.
I know. What a blessing. And congratulations on 10 years there.
Of course, this is Jim Dahl on the phone.
You guys start out my day.
Thank you.
So did you hear him last night?
What a great concert last night. And the auditorium. I want to thank also the Civic for making that change and all that. I know it's not easy to make those changes so quickly. But what a great, great time. The auditorium was full. You know, a few seats in the corner, you know, were empty. But it was just a great night. The band did a great job. And it was great, you know, singing God Bless America. It was a powerful, powerful night. And the people were just responded in a great way. I mean, the clapping, the ovations, you know, it was well, well done. And so it was, very, very nice. So, a great tribute to the Marines and, to our military. And, Carl, we thank you for, of course, your service and, all the, our military people who, have fought for our country and we are so thankful.
Well, it's an honor to serve this country, and we'd like to thank Dr. Marr from Foothill High School for being the one that got them here. And then, again, and you can say Civic, but thanks to Bethel, because they're the ones that had to move things around to get that in there at the last, I mean, literally the last minute, and I'm so happy it turned out well.
Because of the power outage. Yeah. So, I mean, this is how a team can really work, and we thank Julie Dyer, and who is the now in charge of the, you know, CEO in charge of the Civic, and Nathan Parmalee. These two work as a great team. Nathan Parmalee's a talent buyer. He's been on here several times. And we know that they were working feverishly behind the scenes in order to make this thing happen and get it going. And it takes a team to make it happen.
So thanks a lot, Jim. We got other people on the line.
Hey, well, bless you guys.
Thank you.
God bless you, too. Okay, hey, Roberta, good morning. Were you there?
Oh, my gosh. What a wonderful concert. And let me tell you, the highlight for me was Casey at the bat. And they did it with the vocals, script and everything. Oh, incredible. And the ending, when the whole auditorium was singing America the Beautiful.
Wow.
The whole auditorium with the band playing and we were singing, and it brought tears to my eyes, really.
Oh, man, I tell you what, you know, these guys, the Marine Corps Band has over 500 appearances they make, plus making sure they have enough people left back to all the, you know, the special events at the White House.
I've been to every one they have done in Reading over my 79 years, and this was absolutely spectacular.
Well, I'm glad. You know what? Everybody was leaping through their grommet to make this thing happen, and the city turned from going out to Palisadro right to the Civic, and I'm so glad it happened. I'm so glad that everybody was happy with it, because I've heard people like they were texting me last night saying how good it was. So
people can. Thank you so much for the call, Roberta.
In fact, more people are calling in. Hey, thanks a lot, Roberta.
And here's a perfect example. People may have been naysayers, but because of the fact this was what the Reading Civic and the Bethel part of that, but Reading Civic made room, made changes in order. This is an outreach of saying, we love our community. Absolutely, this is going to happen. We have another caller. Just go to the phones. Frank.
You're on, Frank.
Okay. Guess what?
What?
They also said that to everybody, besides the great auditorium and the police department, they thanked them. They said, well, we're letting you know that we're going to be down at Foothill High School in the music department tomorrow with our whole band, and we're going to be working with the students. And I thought that was absolutely outstanding.
Wow.
In fact, I was told by the Colonel Fettig, who was the commander of the band, that they're sending people out to different schools, too. I mean, I don't know if they still are, but they were trying to reach out to everybody. And I'm glad that it was a success. And like you said, yeah, the police had to jump around, too, to be there to make sure that traffic and all that was handled. So, yeah, Frank. And Frank, a lot of people don't know, but Frank was one of the publicity guys on this from the very beginning and was pushing and was, again, Frank, thank you for your service to our community.
You're welcome. And I'll tell you, I got there early. I was even early than the band director from the Fort Hill High School because I had to let him come in the front door so he could bring in his programs. And I happened to be there early enough to get my little seat in front of everything and watch the place fill up. And KIXC was there, and they're filming it. And
we got to run, Frank. Got to run.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Hey, on Monday, we have Shasta College and the heavy equipment crew are coming in to talk about what kind of jobs and what kind of training that will get you a job that's going to pay a lot of money. Everybody have a great weekend.